And now more news. We're hearing how a number of national companies are experiencing difficulties in these times and having to resort to redundancies. These include Debenhams, Wetherspoons, WH Smith and Marks & Spencer. This, of course, has implications for the job market in this area and have been covered extensively by the national news and press. Additionally, we have worrying news about some companies that are local or have roots in Norfolk. In this section, we learn about job losses in a ballet shoe company and at Norwich Airport. There's a little bit of good news, though, as we're told of a new supermarket opening, that the job losses in an angling company is only in preparation for future expansion, and the reopening of a bowling alley.
Staff working at Norwich Airport have entered a consultation process over possible redundancies. It's not known how many workers are affected, but it's understood a decision will be made in the next couple of weeks. One worker, who did not want to be named, said they felt very anxious, not knowing whether they would have a job in the autumn. "We all know it's hard to get into another job. We all have bills to pay, and we're scared we won't be able to pay them," the employee said. Norwich Airport recently welcomed the restart of its KLM service to Amsterdam and is due to see TUI operate as scheduled starting in October. But business is not back to where it was pre-coronavirus.
Workers at Freed of Norwich, based in Mason Road, were told their jobs were at risk when the firm reopened last week after closing because of coronavirus. The business, which dates to 1929, makes classic pink satin point ballet shoes using traditional methods and has supplied some of the ballerina greats such as Margot Fonteyn. The Norwich factory is just one of two in the UK run outside London, the other being in Leicester. A spokeswoman from Freed of London, based in Hackney, said this is a difficult and sensitive time for all the employees in Norwich. No decision's been made, but staff have been notified that their jobs are at risk of potential redundancy. It's believed around 26 people work in the Norwich factory. A staff member who wished to remain anonymous said they were in a 30-day consultation period with a 12-week notice period starting after that. Freed of London was founded by cobbler Frederick Freed, originally working from a basement in Covent Garden. Mr. Freed retired in 1968 and the company was acquired by D.H. Sam Thompson Limited and Magdalen Shoes of Norwich. The three companies joined together and continued to operate as Freed.
Angling Direct, based in Rackheath, which grew from a small shop in Hoverton to 36 stores across the UK, is axing between 5 and 10 jobs. A spokesman said, as part of a need to reorganise and strengthen certain areas of the business, Angling Direct has recently taken the difficult decision to make a small number of redundancies. The company is gearing itself for further growth and has made new hires at its head office and distribution centre to support this. The firm, which has stores locally in Hoverton, Norwich and Beccles, recently raised £5.5 million by releasing shares onto the market, stating funds raised would be used for stocking stores with a spike in demand predicted. It reopened stores on June the 15th, coinciding with the start of the coarse fishing season. The firm saw major expansion last year with the opening of 10 new stores across the UK, including three acquisitions. After closing stores because of coronavirus, the chief executive, Andy Torrance, stated in the annual report that their online business fulfilled increased orders because of new investment made in automation in its distribution centre.
The Food Warehouse is due to open a new store in Hall Road on Tuesday, September the 8th. The brand is part of the Iceland Foods Group, and the new Norwich store will be the latest to open in Norfolk, following Great Yarmouth, Thetford, King's Lynn and Lowestoft. Builders bringing back the trend of the weekly shop, the Food Warehouse states it tries to help customers to save money with a basic setup while still offering all the brands you'd expect from a supermarket, plus the brands you wouldn't. Food warehouses are open to the general public as well as trade, offering shoppers a wholesale experience without any membership required. The new opening will be the latest supermarket in the Hall Road area, joining the likes of Aldi and Asda.
The Bowling House in Dereham Road was among businesses ready to reopen on August the 1st, only for it to be delayed by 2 weeks following a rise in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement on Thursday, August the 13th, on the latest easing measures, allowing venues, including bowling alleys, to reopen. The bowling alley will open 3 of its 5 lanes and has installed wooden barriers to create a booth area for bowlers, which are cleaned down after every use. The business is also offering any customers that eat a main meal in its restaurant to bowl for free. Sam Leonard, marketing manager for the alley, said, "We're just so happy. We hope for rain with bowling, as everyone going to the beach will come." He said the support from people of Norwich had been incredible after they posted an appeal for support on Facebook, urging people to eat and drink there. Mr. Leonard said, "It's a bit of an emotional roller coaster for us. We had wall-to-wall bookings and all ready to come back, and it was all gone. We were so crushed. We were ready, we had everything, and we felt safe and we felt ready to open." Skating rinks, casinos and indoor play and soft areas are able to reopen for the first time if they meet COVID-secure guidelines.